Today is Daf Ayin Dalet. We are on Ayin Dalet at the first line, the Mishnah. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Ginsburg family, Leila Nishmas Rachel Bas Moshe, and for Refuah Shleima for Shimon Tzvi Ben Peril. We are up to the Mishnah. Here we go. Now, we've been talking all along about a father and a husband together being mefer a neder of an engaged girl. What about a girl whose husband dies? And now she's waiting for Yivam. So can the Yivama, the husband, not the husband, the brother, who's waiting to do Yivam, he's thinking it over. Should I marry her? Should I not? And while he's waiting, she makes a nether. Can he be made for that nether?
What would be the husband if they
can? Well, they can or can't?
That
he can? Because there's such a thing called Yesh Zika. She can't marry anyone she wants. She's waiting for him. She's stuck to him. I understand.
She can get
chalitza. Fine. So we learned already. If a husband says, wife comes out and says, I made a nether. Yeah, here's your divorce. You can do that. So since they're connected, because it's a Zika, that's enough power to let him be made for the nether.
What's the difference?
She's not
her father's
kid
anyway.
She
was married already.
Because if she's
Myra,
maybe it means
she's...
That's
making
a difference.
That doesn't make a difference.
She lost...
She
went out of her father's house already. She was married.
I'm saying, doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't make
any difference. By the way.
No, but
Listen. Shomeris Yavam, the first line. Bein li Yavam Echad. Bein li Shnei Yivmin, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yefer. Whether it's one brother or 100 brothers, they can be made. Who's they?
All of them.
Says Iran in the first line, Maskinan b'Gemara. The Gemara is going to conclude, the Yefer b'shutfes av ka'amar. It's together with the father, Maisa ba Maimer. And one of these brothers does Maimer. Remember what Maimer is? It's the Derabanan way of introducing yourself to the Yavama. It's like a Kedushin. That's what the Gemara is going to conclude. That's true, even if there are two brothers. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer? What? Fine. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer? Le'echad? Only if there's one brother? Avalo l'shnayim. Not if there's two. Rabbi Akiva Omer? Lo le'echad v'lo l'shnayim. Not one and not two. No such thing. Three machlokas. I'm a Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, I'll prove to you that I'm right. Why? Ma im isha shekanuhu la'atmo. A regular girl in the street. I decide I want to marry her. Do I not? I decide I want to marry her. Regular girl in the street. Harei hu mefer nedareha. I can be made for her in the darim. Why can I be made for her in the darim? Because I chose to marry her.
What do you mean? You gave her erisin?
Yeah, a regular girl on the street.
What's Shiloh?
No, Shiloh. Now, Isha, over here, she has Kinu Lo Min Hashamayim. Hashem made me marry her. I wouldn't have picked this girl. My brother picked her, and Nebuchi died.
So
God sent this girl to me. Not every other girl, every Shiloh Hashem sends you. The point is, every girl, it's your choice. Here, it's not your choice. So Eino Din, she ate for Nidareha? So for sure you can be for Nidareha. I didn't choose this. So I should be worse off because I didn't choose it. That's the opposite.
No, it's not your what? Choice, it's your Bashir.
What?
It's not your choice,
yeah.
It's your Bashir.
I don't know if this
might be. So says Duran, look at Duran. Isha Shek Hiknu Lo Min Hashamayim. Hainu Shomeris Yavam. That's a Shomeris Yavam. She ate Kinu Yalo below Kedushin. You didn't choose to do kedushin here. Shenasir l'chal adam. She's the author of the entire world. Ad sheyachlots la. Until you do chalitza. The eino din she yefer the rebbe shuv v'zav. So can you and the father together get rid of this adarm? Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Back to the Gemara. Sorry. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Lo. Im amarta shekana hu la'atmo. I understand. You marry a girl of your own choosing. You decide she'ein lacher mishusba. Nobody else has rights to her. You see a girl you like, you get a two edim, you marry her. No one else can go near her now. Tomar be'isha she'ein lo ben hashemayim. What about a shomeris yavam? No, but there are other brothers here. Sheyesh l'achir bar reshus. Other brothers have a reshus. As we're going to see today, if you give her mimer, and then one of the other brothers gives her a get or chalit, you can't marry her anymore. Remember we learned that?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I gave her mimer. The answer is, other people can still ruin this for you.
Right.
When you give a woman, what?
Other
brothers. When you give a woman kedushin, that's it. No one else can ruin it.
Right.
It's over. Only you yourself now can give her a divorce. Here, you gave mimer, and still people have a say. Says Rabbi Akiva. That's why it's not the same. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua Akiva. Divarecha, back to the Gemara. Divarecha b'shnei yivmin. That only makes sense if you have two brothers. Ma atameshiv al yavim echon. What is he's the only brother. No one else can ruin it. Amalei ein yivama gemura liyavim k'shem sharusa gemura liisha. I'm sorry, says Rabbi Akiva. You and a woman who you gave mimer to is not the same as a girl who you gave kedushin to. It's just not the same. How is it not the same? We'll see in the Gemara. Okay?
Why is the Gemara assuming there's more than one brother in the...
No, we're not saying... What if?
In the Havamim, it's the...
What?
We're assuming there's more than one brother in the Havamim.
We're not assuming. We're saying if.
Okay.
Well, it's a three machlokas. Rabbi Akiva says, you can never be made for the daughter of this woman you're not married to. You did mimer and she's zika to you. Doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yeshua says, only if you're the only brother. And Rabbi Elazar says, even if you're not the only brother. Right? Now, Bishlam Rabbi Akiva, Dr. Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Akiva, Savar Ein Zika. Rabbi Akiva makes perfect sense. Why does it make perfect sense? In Zika!
There's no connection.
So how could you be made for her to darm?
Right?
Rabbi Yeshua Savar Yesh Zika. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that it only worked when this one brother. Why? Yesh Zika. Ella Rabbi Eliezer, my time
ache.
What?
No
such thing. Ella Rabbi Eliezer, my time. E yesh zika ain't brera. In other words, which brother is mafering the nether? We didn't get to the answer of mimer yet. So which brother is mafering the nether? Levi died.
No.
Levi was married to this girl and she died. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven says, you want her? Shimon says, I don't know. You? I don't know. Well, let's think it over. While they're doing that, she makes an nether. Who's made for it? Both of them?
Both,
yeah. Reuven and Shimon? Never heard of such a thing.
There's no zika.
No. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the only way they keep made for it is you hold the zika. You have to hold the yesh zika. The problem is there are two of them. So if there's yesh zika...
So if there's two of them, is there zika to both or to none?
There's both. The problem is ain't brera. Brera means here usually means retroactive thing. It's not really what it means here, the Ran explains. What it means is, how do you know it's gonna be the same one? Reuven's gonna matter the mace of the neder, but Shimon's gonna do Yibum.
So according to
that's the issue. That's what it means, like brera. We don't know which one.
So why didn't you say that both of them have to be?
There's no such thing like that. There's no such model for two husbands. No such thing.
No, but according to
you have a father.
Okay, we said a father is one entity and a husband is a second entity. I have two potential husbands. No such thing like that. So we don't know which one's going to do Yibo. So it's like ain't prayers. No, we don't know which one it is. So who's doing it?
According to Professor, the second line of the Mishnah. Second line of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
He says two brothers are all waiting for Yibo.
Right.
What is the answer here? His answer is that they can make for it.
No. Rabbi Eliezer held. Right. He held. It doesn't make a difference if there's one.
Who can make it? Both or one?
It doesn't really say. It doesn't really explain.
Well, how do I know the Mishnah? What? The Mishnah? I'm trying to understand the Mishnah.
I believe it's one. Only one.
I read it as two.
No.
I mean, either one can make it.
Why? Singular doesn't say. The Mishnah is talking singular data.
It's not.
The truth is, we're going to get to the singular later. The Ran does mention that. That it says Yefer in singular.
Right.
So it means
So which one?
That's right.
That's the Gemara's question. That's the Gemara's question. Yeah. Which one? Yeshni gain Breira. Which one's going to be? Right, it's not the halachic Breira that we know of.
This is the old-fashioned
Breira. No, it's a simple question. Who is going to do the Yibum? Who's going to do the Hafara? Reuven? But maybe Shimon will do Yibum. Okay, how's that working? So what's going on here? What's the Shita? So, Amar of Ami, Kigon Sha'asaba Maimer. No, it don't happen. That's only a preference. It's a preference. It's true. Amar Belazar, Kigon Sha'asaba Maimer. You know what happened? Amar of Ami, Kigon Sha'asaba Maimer. If I'm the answer is one of them did mimer. Oh, one of them did mimer. Whole thing's all different.
Now what's the conflict?
What?
One of them did mimer. What's the problem?
What? 1 second. There is no problem.
That's what I'm saying. So
what's the answer? Not only that, Rabbi Elazar holds like Beishamai. The Amri who hold mimer kone kinyan gomer. Mimer is mamish. We always thought that mimer is a Durabonan invention. Comes along by Shammai, no, it's like a Doraisa. Mimer kone kinyan gomor. And by the way, if he does mimer on her, right?
But it's his wife.
What?
Mamish is his wife.
Even in the Torah, there's no such thing. So by Shammai says, no, by the way, let's say he does mimer on her and he doesn't want to marry her. According to by Shammai, he has to give her a get, not chalitza. Right? Because like mamish like a wife. That's the case. Right?
Then there's no charity. He can be made.
What?
Then he can be made.
Correct. So now 1 second. If that's true, then how come Rabbi Yeshua said there only has to be one brother? Why can't there be two brothers? I didn't see Rabbi Akiva. He ain't Zika. No Shaila. Rabbi Yeshua said only if he's the only brother. Why does he have to be the only brother? If you're holding the game Mimer, there can be 10 brothers.
Right.
Rabbi Yeshua Amalach Hani Mili B'chad Yavam Avol B'shnei Yivmin Lo. I still hold from that. Why? Because even if you want to tell me Mimer is so gewaldic, like Rabbi Shammai held, right? It's still not so gewaldic. Why? Let's say Reuven does Mimer and Shimon gives her a get. Why would Shimon do that? No reason. But he did it. Can Reuven marry her now?
No, it's finished.
It's finished. By Shimon giving a get, he made every other brother impossible to do Yibam, right. Even though he did Mimer.
Right.
Says Rabbi Yeshua, no, we don't find that by a regular marriage. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, can be such a thing? The Asi Achui Asar Aleha. One of the brothers can ask for this woman, Bibia, with Bia, or Begita, or with a get. And the Rosh Hashed, and with Chalitza. All these things are going to ruin the marriage. So if Mimer is so gewaldig, how can it ruin it? The answer is, it still ruins it. Therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua, my Shita is that the Yavam can only be Mefer if he's the only one, where no one else can ruin it.
So if he gives her a get, then she can't marry
him. 1 second. Mefer? And he can be Mefer it? No such thing.
The truth is, he should be able to make it because they have his income.
Exactly. So therefore, Yeshua holds only if he's the only one. Aye, Rabbi Eliezer said he's the only one.
Which one?
What?
Which one?
What do you mean? He's the only one.
Brothers.
Oh, he's the only one.
Right.
Aye, Rabbi Eliezer held even as more than one.
Right.
That's because he gave Mimer. So Yeshua says, Mimer, I'm not so impressed with Mimer. Even Bishamai, it still could get ruined. And by the way, Rabbi Kiva suffered Ein Zika, and Rabbi Kiva held Ein Zika. Now,
So Mimer is a lower level of Zika then?
What?
So Mimer is a lower level of Zika, but it's still infection.
So now we're arguing what is the effect of. Mimer is, according to Beis Shammai, the mamash married. But there's such a quirk. Even though your mamash married, one of the other brothers can still ruin it. And therefore, says Rabbi Yoshua, I'm only allowed because it's one brother.
So let's say there's more than one brother, but when the other one gets a get, she can't marry
a. No, that's it, it's over.
She can't marry a Kohen to Kohen?
I don't know about that. We learned that in Yavamas. Yeah. Now, what does it mean? that Beis Shammai held that Maimer is Kone Kinyan Gomor. What does that mean? There's a machlokas what that meant. Some say it means the Mamish married. Now, Ula Rebbe Eliezer, it can't be Rebbe Eliezer because we're talking about Rebbe Eliezer. So some changes to Rebbe Eliezer ben Pedas. Ula Rebbe Eliezer ben Pedas, the Omar, Maimer le Beis Shammai, that Maimer according to Beis Shammai is not a full marriage. It just does one thing that you wouldn't have otherwise. Ein Kone Ela Lidchos Bitzara Ma'ik Lameimar. The only thing it does is push off the Tzara. What does that mean, push off the Tzara? So for that, what? No, no, it's a complicated thing. So go back to Amid, turn to Amid Beis. And it's the last run before the lines get wide. It's like, I don't know, but eight, nine lines before the lines get wide. Where it says, Ulu Rebbe Eliezer?
Yeah.
The Amar Beperek Dalet Achid. Maimer le Beis Shammai ain't a kone. It's not a marriage. Ella lidchos bitzara. All it does is push off the tzara. Le Beis Shammai ain't a kone lidchos bitzara. Kitadan Hasam. Here's the case. Shlosha Achid. There are three brothers. Okay? Beis Nesu and Shtei Achuyos. Ve'echad Mufna. Two are married to two sisters. And the third one's a single boy. One of the ones married to one of the sisters dies, right? And the mufna does maimer.
What's a mufna?
The mufna means he's single. The bachar. You have to realize something. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. If Reuven dies, Shimon can't do Yibam. Because he can't marry two sisters. Shimon can't do Yibam. The only one who could do Yibam is Levi.
Single guy
Levi. So what does Levi do? He gives Maimer to Rachel. A day later, Nebuch Shimon dies. Okay? Now, normally, in the normal conventional halacha, Levi now cannot do Yibam on either one. Why? Because they're two sit toat, do Yibam on one of them.
But he's already engaged.
Do Yibam on one of them? The answer is, do Yibam on one of them? Why can't you do Yibam on one? The answer is, it's Achos Zikukaso. It's the sister of someone waiting for Yibam. And that's also a problem. Says Beis Shammai, says Rebbe Elazar ben Pedas, according to Beis Shammai, since Levi did Maimer, they're like married already. So therefore, the fact that Leah became available a day later, not a problem. It's not a problem of Achos Zikukaso.
No, it's Achos Zikukaso.
Fine, so that's not going to do Yibam Chalitza. Fine. The fact that Levi did Maimer on Rachel,
right,
means that when Leah comes into the picture, it's not going to ruin his marriage to Rachel. Normally, if Reuven died today and Leah died and Shimon died tomorrow, and Levi's staring at two women, at the sisters, he can't do Yibam on either one. Why not? Why can't you eat money the
one? Already.
Why not? Why can't you eat money the one? Why not? Achos zikukaso. That's a made up thing.
Right?
That's a made up issue. Because I would have said, do you eat one? And the other one is a sister, so she goes off scot free. No.
He's already married to one.
That's 1 second. Before Maimer.
Before Maimer.
Leah dies, Reuven dies. 5 minutes later, Shimon dies. They both fall to Levi. Can Levi do Yibam on either one?
No.
Why not?
Achosikukasa.
That's a made up thing. The Torah is not such a thing. Achosikukasa. Comes along by Shammai. But if Levi did Maimer on one of them, he's already like in the door.
The other one doesn't fall to him.
That's a big kula. That's all Maimer does. It nothing to do with the made for Nadarim. Nothing to do with being a full fledged marriage. That's all it helps. So if that's what helps, let's go back to the Gemara. Ein kona el lichos b'tzara. All it does is push off the tzara. Ma'ek lemeimer. What's the answer to our question? Why? So Maimer's not so gevaldic. So if Maimer's not so great, why would Rabbi Eliezer hold that doing Maimer? That's the answer to the Gemara's question. How can there be two brothers that are waiting to do hafara? No, one did Maimer. Maimer's nothing.
I don't understand that. Maimer is married. She's married.
No, it's nothing. All it does is push off the Tzara. That's all it does. both does. So why does one brother over the other brother? So the Gemara answers, Hacha Ma'iskina. You know what the case is? Kigon Sha'amad Badin. This is what comes in. Here's a story. Nobody wants to marry this woman. Nobody wants to. So this woman goes to Beth and says, listen, my husband died. There's three brothers over here. They all ran. None of them want to marry her. They don't want to do chalitz either.
Why not?
I don't know. They're strange people. So Bezin says, okay, the oldest one, we're making a psak. He has to support you. Or do chalitza. What's going on here? So they make a psak. Okay? So here's the story. Kigon. She went to Bezin. Vizchayev lamezonos. And Bezin Paskin, the oldest brother, has to support her. Some say the case is she went to the oldest brother. No, you do yivam chalitza? No. She went to the youngest, second brother. She went to every brother. Yivam chalitza for me, please? No. So she goes to Beis Din. So I tried. I went to every brother. Nobody wants me. They won't even give me chalitza. They're such strange people. So Beis Din says, okay, we'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. So what do they do? Beis Din had a power to do that. They went to the oldest brother. He's their first choice. You have to support her now. You have to support her now.
What? That doesn't help a lot. Family.
They're doing whatever they can do. Yeah. So they're doing whatever they can do. So sometimes he can't decline because Bezin in those days will come in and break your legs. And right? And they'll start taking
they had power then.
So they'll break your legs. They'll take your stuff. They'll freeze your bank account and they'll make sure she doesn't have to worry about food.
Right.
Well, and then you want to by the way, all you have to do is chalitza. That's all you have to do. Let her go. So until that's the case. This guy has already supporting her. Now, can he be made for her nadarim? The answer is yes. Why? Because he's supporting her, even though he was forced to. Vizchayev lamezonos, ukidur of Pinchas, vishmei derava, damer kol hanadaros, kol nodros, aldaz baile he nodros. More than that, whenever she makes a neder knowing I'm sort of married. This guy is ready supporting me. What's he going to do? I don't know, but my neder had him in mind. So when she makes a neder, she goes, by the way, I made a neder. He said, what do you want from me? I don't want to marry you. I'm just being forced to. Yeah, but that's the story. The story is you could be made for it because of that situation.
Nobody argues on this.
What?
Nobody argues on this. Yeah.
Right.
Very unusual.
Now, Tanan. Omar Belezer. Umayim, Misha Shekhan al-Asma Re'um Ufuna Dereha. What did we say? What was Rabbi Eliezer's reason why a guy who is mefer, why if there's more than one brother, he could be mefer. What do you tell Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah? Kal v'chomer. I can pick whoever I want. I can mefer the nedarim. Isha shehiknu lo min hashemayim. But if somebody Hashem made this happen, my brother died. Ein adin she mefer nedareha. Right now, 1 second. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about we did mimer. V'isha asim ba mimer kana latmuhu. Hashem didn't do this. I did it myself. I did it myself. I gave mimer. What? Hashem, what? The answer is shekana la'atzmo al yedei shemayim. Yeah, this happened to you through Hashem. In other words, yeah, every shidduch is through Hashem, of course. The point is here, you did maimer, but Hashem put her in your zone of
made it possible.
As opposed to stama girl, you pick. You want to marry her or not? Okay.
There's no possible here, though.
What?
There's probably no possible.
Right. Tif shot. Let's answer the boy Rava. Maimer lebei Shammai, you ready for this? Eris and Osa or Nisu and Osa? According to Beis Shammai, when you give Maimer, what is that? Is that the equivalent of Erisin? Or is it the equivalent of Nisuin? Do you still have to pay for a wedding or not? It sounds like more to Erisin. The thing is, in Yivama, there is no Erisin. There's only Nisuin. So Tif showed the Nesuin Osa. You know what? It does Nesuin. Why? The Eirusin Osa. If you want to tell me, it does Eirusin. Hotnan. But we learned. Naira Hamurasa. Avia Ubaila. Mefira Nidareha. The father and the brother, the father and the husband together can be made for the Nidarim. Right? And therefore what? How can Rabbi Eliezer say that by doing mimer, the father's not in the picture? How can doing mimer get the father out of the picture? it must be that Maimer is Nisuin. Now, who said the father's not in the picture?
After
the Maimer. Rebbe Led, the Gemara is assuming that when the Mishnah said you do made for the Nadar, it's without the father. How could that be? The answer is you gave Maimer, and that must be the equivalent of Nisuin. It must be. What?
Yeah, you gave Maimer, and then.
And that's the equivalent of Nisuin. So the father's out of the picture.
So there's no Erisin at all?
No.
Why
don't you
just saying that the
Mishnah is
not talking about
Nair of the Russia? So the Gemara answers, Amr of Nachum Yitzchak, mine Yefer. What does the word Yefer mean? Yefer b'shutfis. It means both together. So it's not a raya either way. However, Tanya Nami Hachi Kid Ravami. We learned a brisa like Ravami. That what? That the answer to explain the three sheets in the Mishnah is Maimor was done. So we have another price that supports that. Why? It's a Shomer, it's Yavam, Ben Yavam Echad, Ben Shnei Yibmin, whether there's one or two, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yefer, Rabbi Shua, Omer Lechav Ol Shnayim, Rabbi Kiva, Omer Lo Lechav Ol Shnayim. Omer Belezer. One second. Uma Emisha She'elo Chelek Ba. Uma Emisha She'elo Chelek Ba. Ad Shelo Tavo L'Rashuso. You have a regular girl. I have nothing to do with this girl. She's a girl, nice Jewish girl. I have no rights to her at all. Right? Misha Bas Lurishuso, Nigmuralo. But when I marry her, I have rights to her. Not only that, when I have Erisin with her, me and her father together can be made for her Nadarim. So Isha, a Yavama, she Yeshlo Chelek Achlo Bog Tava Lurishuso. Even before I marry her, I have a Shaykhis to her. Why? I have a Zika with her. I have a Zika. Right? Misha Bas Lurishuso, Eno Din Shetigmuralo? So for sure, I should be able to do Nadarim, right? Yeah. So I'm a Lord Akiva. What? No. If it's a girl you marry yourself, just like once you marry her, no one else has a say. So too, so that I understand why you made for Nadarim. Tomer beishas hignalom and hashemayim. But what about a yavama? Kishem she yeslok ima chelik kashi yichachir mi chelik ba. Just like you have a right to her, all your other brothers have a right to her, right? Amalo Rabbi Yeshua Akiva the dracha b'shnei yibmin. You're only we're talking about two yibmin. Ma to omeshiv al yabam echad. What about when you're the only brother? What about then? Amalo klum chalakno al yabam echad val shnei yibmin. There's no difference. Bein shalosim b'maimer bein shalosim b'maimer. Is there a difference? No difference. Kishash kasher devarim kain nedarim b'lashon hazeh. I'm very sorry. Simply, yavama is not the same as nedarim. Yavama is not the same as nedarim. How exactly is that true? What does that mean? That will finish up tomorrow. All right. Everybody have a very good day.
Very good day.
What? Yeah.
That's it.
We're stopping here. We'll pick up tomorrow on the bottom line. Everybody have a very good day.